Good morning. It's 11:44 a.m. on Friday, November the 1st, 2019. Good morning, good morning. I gotta get my glove back on because it's 40 degrees, but it is. It's breezy, it's cold. I saw it was cold until yesterday. yeah, I still need my gloves. I'm dressed for the weather. I don't have long johns on today, but I do have my parka and a fleece hoodie and hat and gloves. Oh, I just came out of the shade and into the sun. That sun feels so good. So, I think I'm at like 2,800 words on the day so far. Today is first day of NaNoWriMo. First day of NaNoWriMo. Goal today is 5K. 5K for 20 days is 100K. So, goal for the day is 5K. I got 2.5 hours left to go. I'm playing for the words. I've got all the funky new, well, not all of them, but many of the funky new quests going with all the new monsters that give special prizes for NaNoWriMo. Having a ball. I've knocked off a couple of the quests already. And I have my shield. I earned a shield because I'm protecting the valley. These are all, for the most part, they're just cosmetic items for my avatar. So if you look me up on For the Words, you'll see me with my green shoes and my golden shield. And I'm just going for it. I've been over and had my blood drawn, peed in a cup, did the blood work. Most of the blood work is back already. I don't have A1C number yet, but that should be up by this afternoon. The doctor's appointment is next Tuesday, which I was reminded of last night. So it was either go this morning or go on Monday, and I figured I better go today. Also did a grocery run. Turned into two grocery runs because I walked off and left two bags of groceries in the bags because I didn't do a U-scan this time. I let the cashier check me out and got sidetracked in the middle and wound up with two bags of groceries left on the stand. So I went back for them, and they had them for me. It was still early in the morning, Friday morning. I was home from the whole thing by 8 o'clock. So it was the early morning. I didn't actually start tracking time until 8 a.m. So I got all of my stuff done before I got into, okay, this is nominally work time. There should be a blog post up this morning. I haven't looked. in theory, it posted around 2 o'clock this morning. It's it's from, not yesterday, but the day before I wrote it, so nothing's changed much since then. I'm pumping along this morning. I found myself just boom, charging. I got words to do. I got stuff to write. I got things to do. I got at some point I want to put the words down and go play a game for a while. A different game for a while. I gotta say though, For the Words is, it's pretty clever. It's pretty decent. I've been playing with the endurance quests. There are special ones for the NaNoWriMo month where You can write for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And I made a mistake of stacking three of them up last night while I was trying to give out candy for Halloween. Luckily, there weren't that many people coming to the door. And I also had, for the short run, I was able to keep my health up so I didn't fall behind and die. The endurance runs, you have to keep typing or your health bar starts falling. And if you stop for too long, your health bar gets to zero and you've lost. The monster has killed you. So it's a pretty clever mechanic. I like the mechanic a lot. It's a lot like Ride or Die, except they don't actually take the words away from you. They just fail your quest, which I think is, I think for me, it might be a little better incentive than taking words away. Taking words away from me is like, okay, fine. I lose 5-10 words. That's 15 seconds. But to fail the quest, no, I can't fail the quest. Let me get in and write like the wind. Just if it's trash, I will write like the wind to get the words in. And I discovered that you don't have to be in a quest to write. I actually discovered that like the first day. But it really helps to put that first draft on the page. Just throw whatever you need to onto the page. And then go back through it and look up the names you need and look up the places you need and look up the things that you don't want to pause the writing to go look up. And do it in between. So I've already knocked back one big mob this morning. I think it was 1,800 words. No, it must have been 1,500 words. Anyway, I've knocked one back. I've got to kill three before the end of the month. That'll be, as soon as I go to a next chapter, I will take one of those on again. But there's this long, long quest where I have to kill one of every one of the new kind of monsters. There's 16 of them. And I killed the big one. And next I will go down and kill the next biggest one and the next biggest one. So as I go along, the word counts necessary to slay the monsters become smaller and smaller, which is much better than starting with the little ones and moving up. Just saying. So there's that. All the other quests seem to be pretty much on hold since none of the new monsters drop the things I need to do the regular quest. So as you can tell, I'm pretty jazzed. I'm pretty stoked for how For the Words is working for me and how getting Cape Grace off the table, onto somebody else's desk, even if it's not quite Karen Conlon's desk yet, but getting it out and into the hands of a couple of people to see if the problems I had in the first beta got resolved satisfactorily in the second. There's still one piece of them I'm looking at a little sideways. The perspective of distance between me and that story makes me think I may have one more piece that needs to go in there. I'll wait and see what these two betas say, see what that looks like. Febreze. There's Febreze in the wind. Somebody's doing laundry. I need to do some laundry too. It's a cold day. Gonna do something for dinner. I think I'm gonna make minestrone soup for dinner. Open a bunch of cans. I got some stew beef. Got up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. I got some stew beef. I got some shells. I got some a collection of beans. I don't think I have cannelloni beans. That's too bad. But I've got beans. I do have garbanzos. I've got tomatoes. I think there's even spinach. I could put some spinach in. So, yeah, today's going to be a big pot of soup day. So there'll be leftovers for tomorrow. If I make a big enough pot of soup, there'll be leftovers for Sunday, too. So yeah, The Barbarian, book one, Hostage, is underway. I spent the last couple days noodling about with, backstory. I've got, I'm sort of in between things. I'm catching up with a different perspective on the story. The kid, Tannen. Tannen Ibn al-Kayat has a teacher named Wazor Ibn Salem, a scholar from a small fishing village to the west of the capital city, to the west of the capital. And so I sort of did a little bit of his backstory just to sort of get in his mindset, just to get inside his head. So that when I'm writing a story and I'm put Wazor on the page, he's not just, you know, he's not just the fill-in-the-blank confidant, overseer, teacher, mentor. He's got some goals of his own. He's got some ideas for himself and the reason why he's finding himself in the fortunate position of being the tutor to the second son of the king of the realm. I'm quite stoked. I am thrilled beyond measure that 11 o'clock when I stood up and said, okay, it's time for me to move around a little bit. I stood up and realized I had 2,800 words. I need 2,200 more. I'll hit my 5K. We'll see if I want to. I feel like stopping and going to play Skyrim for a while, if I just want to, you know, keep putting words in the bank. I only need 1,667 to make 50,000 words by the end of the month. 1,667 words per day times 30 is, in theory, 50,000 words. I'm pretty sure it is. Although, Nano told me I needed 1,760-something this morning. I'm not sure what's up with that. Is the month a day shorter or something? I have to get an extra hour of writing in this year because daylight savings time is what, Sunday night? You go back to standard time Sunday. So that would be cool. So what am I reading? I'm finishing up Jim Beaman's book, the second book of the Pendulum Heroes. And I can take my gloves off because I'm plenty warm enough now. I'm finishing that up. I think I'm about two-thirds of the way through. I wondered how he was going to, because most of the story had wrapped up at like the first third of the second book. And I went, wait a minute, what's going to happen next? And then, of course, I realized. And then the fecal matter really hit the impeller and things started going a bit sideways. I'm looking forward to seeing how he sorts it out. And I'm pretty sure there'll be another Pendulum Heroes coming. Sorry, I'm on the crosswalk, you have to stop. I'm walking fast enough that you can just wait for me. It is breezy. The flag on the pole here is standing out almost fully extended. Looks quite fetching. The red, white, and blue waving against the backdrop of blue skies and white clouds. It's gorgeous. It's quite pretty. The snow is falling, melting rather, not falling from the sky, but falling, and it's level here in the grass. There's more grass, less snow than I saw yesterday. Yeah, if it stayed like this year round, I would not complain at all. This is nice. Although 50 would be better, but I would not complain about mid-40s. At this point, it's got to be up to like 43, 44. Even with the snow reflecting the heat back into the sky. Guys are going to town on this roof. The house directly across the street from us is the latest in the insurance bonanza for house repair that came from our last hailstorm. I noticed this morning that they've got a really interesting, it looks like a thicker green barrier under this roof. Usually it's just like black tar paper, but this looked like something. Well, to begin with, it was green. I mean, really green. Like Scotty, it's green. They've got the south side, south face of the roof pretty much done. North roof is, I think they're just starting it. They'll be done by the afternoon, it's over. By the time the afternoon's over. So with any luck at all, we'll be able to sleep in tomorrow. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.